It's Nick, Jess and Ducko. Welcome to the show, guys.
Yeah, to our VIPs, very important podcasters.
You're right.
Slappy the Clown is back.
Oh, Slappy the Clown.
I mean, if you could choose between being stuck forever with Slappy the Clown as your personality or Nathan...
Hey, everybody, you want me to make a balloon animal for you?
Or...
Nathan, of course, being what one of our lovely Alpha Bucks listeners called you one time because she didn't know your name was Nick. Which would you rather lean into?
And you've been on radio in Newcastle for 5 years.
So Nick's really not working for
him. It's not working. It's not coming through. The fact that Ducko cut through in 8 months and Nick didn't cut through in 5 years, it's not working for you, mate.
We need to change it up. Shake it up.
I think Nathan could better himself. I feel as though Slappy the Clown is going to alienate some people.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Always trying to make balloon animals.
He's too on. He's just too on all the time, isn't he?
He's too on all the time.
He's too energetic and a bit creepy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let my kids near Slappy.
Like, can you imagine Slappy the Clown and the sensitive points of life?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
You know?
He's not cool.
He's not the man you'd want at a funeral.
No, you know? No, he ain't doing the eulogy. No. Nathan is more nuanced.
So Nathan's at a funeral, Slappy at a wedding. Then we're solved. And we got to solve something else, Jess.
Yes, yesterday I brought up a 9-year mystery that has been plaguing my life for that amount of time about a good friend of mine dobbing me into a boy I was seeing. He lived over in the UK. We were doing long distance. And I, to this day, think that she told him I kissed someone else. But we need to get to the bottom of it because it genuinely is ruining my life.
Where's the fine details in that Jess cheated on her partner in this, Nick?
It's not cheat. It's not cheat. Well, 19 and long distance, that does not equal a relationship.
I know. Once you're 19, especially even if you're married, doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
No, doesn't
you're
count
19.
Go for gold.
You're not an adult. Anything before 21. It's all very grey.
It's such a grey. It's wishwashy, isn't it?
It's wishwashy.
Speaking of just ribald lies, I had...
Yes, Slappy.
I had to lie about my own daughter's height. She's 94 centimetres tall. We went to the Mega Creatures exhibition at the Hunter Valley Gardens and you had to be 95 to get on the rides. So... perked a little cap up, put on some higher shoes, and away we go for the rides, guys.
That's as rebellious as Nick Gill gets, I reckon.
I know. Is this a new side of,
is this Nathan coming out?
Get me a Harley for Christmas, guys.
Sure.
Yeah. Strap yourself in, Jess. Mm. Nick and I have arranged something for you today.
Have you?
Because yesterday we spoke to Ed Cavalier, and we spoke about it again today with Husey. You can catch on the podcast if you missed it. But basically, you went to a radio station listener party back in the day. Yeah,
Singles party. Let's singles get the title right.
Yeah, so
quite
true.
2011.
Yeah. And you had a boyfriend.
I did.
You were doing long distance with a guy in the UK who definitely thought you were in a relationship because he booked flights to come over to the UK.
Essentially, you got with a guy at the singles party to win a prize, probably like a petrol voucher. We don't know.
Car wash voucher.
Windscreen wiper inserts.
Yeah. You were there with your best mate, and then your boyfriend found out. Here's a bit of the audio of you speaking about it yesterday.
If you smooched and let them film it, they gave you a prize. Anyway, I thought I could get away with this because I'm with, you know, one of my best mates. Mm. I won a prize. He never needs to know. The next night, I get a message, excuse me, can we Skype? And I was like, excuse me? This is from the guy in the UK. And he had the video, all right? He sent me a link to the video and I was like, how the hell did he find this? Do you reckon it was my mate who came with me that night who dobbed me in? Because how else could he have seen this random 2-3 minute montage-y video all the way? This was in Melbourne. When he's living in Manchester, UK.
Well, funny you should mention it because you've been harbouring these thoughts for 9 years.
Nine years.
I thought we'd get to the bottom of it. And so we'd like to welcome that very friend, Emily, to the show. Good morning, Emily. How are you going this morning?
How dare you?
Bro, for nine
years. I am down here in Melbourne, literally rotting to my couch in ISO. And you're up there dragging my name through the dirt. Yeah. I never sent video.
Oh, okay.
But you tell me, no. Missy,
no.
How could John Hennigan ever have seen that random video from Husey and Kate's single?
No.
You tell me how he found it.
I'm going to tell you. I went back. I had your producer, Sophie, calling me, telling me that I'm being accused on Newcastle Radio of doing something I didn't do.
Yeah.
So I went back, Jess. I've gone back through the Facebooks.
Mm-hmm.
The last Facebook message I have from him is what bra size you have and what your pants size is.
Oh.
You want to buy some clothes.
Oh, he sounds like such a good guy.
Such a nice guy. Definitely in a relationship. You don't do that for people here.
No,
in a relationship
someone you love, potentially.
March 28th, 2011, I have a Facebook wall post from you where you have said, "Woot woot, can't wait, going to get on the Nova website tonight."
It's another radio station that
That's
she was
that,
at.
That Husey
yeah,
and Kate
yeah, yeah.
worked for.
Okay, so you, Emily's got some stirring evidence there that she didn't do
was
it.
Was I ever a woot woot?
Well, you're a big woot.
That's the most damning. Talk about dragging names through the mud.
Oh, yeah, we can change your name, Emily, if you want.
Jessica done that yesterday.
So have I dobbed myself in.
It sounds like
by
it.
Commenting on my friend Emily's wall.
Do you know what? Normally we would get your opinion on 13 10 60.
Yeah.
We were expecting this to go this way, guys.
Yeah.
Emily was going to come out. She would flip flop around.
Yeah.
And kind of
like a fish out of water.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get
not
very
convincingly
confused.
Kind of argue the point that you didn't send the video, and then we were going to go 13 10 60. Who's the jerk? Jess for cheating on her future husband.
Yeah.
Or was it Emily for sending the video? But this is irrefutable evidence that not only is Jess the jerk,
yep,
but she's also a woot woot girl.
She's a woot.
So I think,
which is the ultimate sin.
The ultimate sin.
Shame.
I think
shame.
John Hennigan will
shame
be over there in the UK going, "Oh, I dodged a bullet there."
Yeah. Oh, I
was
woot,
in love with
girl
her, and for 9 years I've been like taking petals off a rose, going, "She loves me, she loves me not." But now I know she's a woot woot girl. I'll throw this thing in the fire.
Yeah.
So thank you. We've sealed up this segment early, Emily.
I do feel like a weight has been lifted, Em. If nothing else,
good.
We can, you know, I asked Emily to MC my wedding. She's going to MC the wedding.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Don't bring this
see
up,
there,
bro.
When did you have to lie for your kids? Yesterday. Thought it might be a good idea to go to the Mega Creatures exhibition at the Hunter Valley Gardens.
Good. Oh, nice family day out.
Yeah, take the 3-year-old twins there.
Are they going through a dinosaur phase?
Oh, massively. Space, dinosaurs, trucks.
Isn't it funny how every kid goes
world
through those three stages?
Yeah.
I still haven't got out of the space one.
Yeah. All the dinosaurs.
Actually, yeah, dinosaurs are pretty cool. I mean, that Brachiosaurus.
Oh,
huge.
So good.
Anyway, other than loving hearing them regale the stories and being incapable of mentioning the saber-toothed tiger again and again.
Oh.
I just love that. Say it again. What was your favourite one again with the big teeth? The paper... Flyer.
Oh, precious.
Say it again.
Invite us next hug time. I want to see this firsthand. Oh, sweethearts.
Anyway, so there are a couple of rides there. And if you're from the Hunter Valley Gardens, switch off now, please. Because there's a couple of rides there, and there's a 95-centimetre, like, you can't go on this ride
don't
unless you're above 95
oh
centimetres.
Oh, that haunts
sorry
me.
Sorry, ducko.
Those sticks haunt me. Literally, I can picture the ones now.
Harriet is 94 centimetres.
Oh.
Our little 3-year-old. Otis is 106 or something. He's fine.
Just reiterating, these are twins.
Yeah.
He's been
do
over 95
math
since he was like early twos.
He's
maybe
catching me. He really is.
Yeah. Anyway, so Harriet, we kind of had a sneaky look at the height meter.
Mm-hmm.
Harriet was below it. So I thought I'd take off her cons and put her like little slip-on shoes on, which have a little bit of a bigger heel.
Oh, little platform.
And then I chucked on her hat and just sat it on top of her head, kind of East 17 beanie style.
Yeah. I've done all those before, mate. I've done all of those before.
And then we went up to the person and we were like, "Hey, we'll just check the height here, shall we?" Ah, and she's just over.
So your 3-year-old precious angel daughter, did you have to say, "Now, walk normally, don't fidget with your hat"?
Yeah.
What was the, like, surely little kid, they're going to fidget, put it back on tighter.
And she's not used to wearing a platform shoes.
Yeah. She rocks in stilettos.
She's walking on the catwalk.
Yeah.
Hello.
No, the thing about 3-year-olds is they can't yet, like, remember what you've told them to do. They'll just repeat back pretty much whatever you don't want them to say.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're like, hey, if you do this, I'll give you a little piece of chocolate, but don't tell Otis. You give it to them and they'll immediately go, Otis, I got chocolate. It doesn't work. So you had to just like do it without Harriet knowing.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, she got on the carousel. She got on the teacup. She had a great time.
It worked.
It worked.
It never worked for me at any of the theme parks. They'd always like take my hat off and put my hair right up against
wearing
the stick.
Wearing all the horizontal stripes in the world.
Why are you wearing heels? You're an 8-year-old boy. I can do whatever I want.
Why is there a height restriction for the teacups?
Because I guess it's like an age restriction kind of thing, but you could lie about the age, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. Say you're 15.
Guess I lied about the height.
Yes. Her name, Adawi. When did you lie for your kids?
It wasn't me. It was my dad when we were little. I'm one of three girls. And the 33, if they were under a certain age. So my dad said that my baby sister was whatever age it was. But it was actually her birthday the week before. So she jumped up and told the person at the zoo that was her birthday last week. She wasn't actually that age. She was much older.
The classic thing of, do you word the kids up or are they just going to completely throw you under the bus?
It was very funny.
I remember I had to like hide once because I was quite tall as a youngster and you could get, I think kids under 15 were free. And so every time that we went up, mum would get charged for the full amount. Even though I was actually 14.
Yeah, and you don't have ID to refute that you're not over, so how do you actually prove it?
Yeah, and so mum was just like, go around the corner. I'm just going to buy this ticket and then we'll go in. No more questions. Christy in Wall's End, when did you have to lie for your kid?
We had to do a very similar thing to you, unfortunately. My daughter was just short when we went to the theme parks in Queensland, so we have to do the nifty bun up on top of the head to make her a little bit taller. And it worked.
Christy, those theme parks in Queensland are the one that haunted me when I was a kid.
Movie World was the worst.
Oh,
they even pushed the bar down. Oh. Like that little bar that haunts you, I'm 5'1", so it's haunted me my whole life. And when they started to move that bar, I was like, No, not moving it. Just leave it where it is. It's the height.
See, it affects our sub-6-footers.
It's crazy. And then even when I was little, my dad, like, we used to go to All You Could Eat, and dad would make me step around the corner so he could get us in cheaper. So we were the height.
Yeah, that's the way of the parents.
Brooke in Shortland, finish us off here. When do you have to lie for your kids?
Hey, Brooke.
Hey, Brooke.
Brooke, you got us there.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you guys. So I was 6, and it was like 2005. My family decided to do our first ever, like, holiday. We went to the Gold Coast and went to SeaWorld. So back in the day, they had this thing called the Corkscrew, which was, like, the fastest roller coaster in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
And I was all of, like, 3 foot tall. And my dad was like, come on, children, we can go on it. It'll be fine. My shoes were a bit big. He made me stand up in my tippy toes in my shoes. Chuck my hat on, like, real high in my head, and the seatbelt didn't even, like, click in. I was that small.
Oh, no, so that's terrifying. That's terrifying.
I know the corkscrew at SeaWorld, and, yeah, it's fast.
I think Chris Hemsworth has told a similar story on, like, the Tower of Terror, and the kid starts slipping out of the chair. So he's holding on to his kid.
It's one thing when we're going on the teacups, where I can sit in the teacup with them, and they're 3 years old, going slower than walking pace.
I don't know,
one you can get flung.
You're setting a precedent early for your kids.
Yeah, you really are.
You're a monster.
Well, you know, I've got to go both ways, don't I? Because Otis is going to be a giant. I'll be paying adult prices by the time he's 7.
That's true.
I might as well try and get some the other way with Harriet while I can.
Very true. Did myself a mischief last night, guys.
I did a mischief
on myself with my lovely partner, Morgan, who, as we know, is a nurse at the John Hunter. Mm-hmm. She's working now, so I can talk to you guys about this because I need your help, a male and a female opinion, who know me and who know my partner.
Mm-hmm.
So Morgan works shift work as a nurse, and so every week her shifts are changing. I struggle to remember what day she's finishing at 3 o'clock, midday, 6 p.m., or a night shift. Anyway, I don't even know why I did, but I was like, when do you finish on Friday this week again? Is it at 5? She sort of looked at me and rolled her eyes like she's told me 18 times. She was like, no.
Yeah, it was 19.
She's like, no, I finish at 2. And I was like, ah, 2, yeah, okay, good. And like just sort of played it off like that.
Why did you want to know specifically Friday?
Well, because I was just trying to, like, Fridays we finish a little bit earlier here, so I have so much time. So I was like, oh, if she finishes early, that's good. If she doesn't, what am I going to do to fill my day? That was genuinely my thought process.
Okay.
But instead I was like, oh, okay, 2, cool, that's pretty early, we'll be sweet. And then she goes, Why do you want to know? Just like you did, Jess.
Yeah, it sounds weird. Like, was this yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Like, that's a long way away.
Yeah.
Planning to want to know specifics for Friday, Arvo.
Yes. And she goes, what are you up to? And I was like, and as a joke, because I thought, we've known each other now, we've been together for 8 years, we're engaged. I thought she'd be knowing I was joking. And as a joke, I go, oh, what I do in my own time is none of your business.
Big. Oh, you're an idiot.
Yep.
Oh,
God.
Well done.
Big mistake.
Yeah.
She's like, she just deadpan looked at me. I was like, I'm joking around. I don't know. I just wanted to know what time you finished on Friday, see if we can hang out.
Where are you taking your other fiancé?
Well, this is the problem, right? Because not that I'm doing that. I don't have another fiancé. But the problem is she thinks I'm up to something. Like, she is.
What are you up to? You're up to something.
I'm not to
anything. Is it good or bad?
It's no. Stop it. Oh, I was like, oh, no, I'm not.
You can't go anywhere here, mate. You'll bump into someone you know.
I know. No, wait, no, that's not it.
You can't have another family. We'll find out.
Okay. So I was like, no, Morgan, I'm joking. I don't have anything on. And she's like, no, what are you doing? But no matter, I was stuffed then. Because if I'm pretending I don't, I look like I'm lying. If I act like I've got something planned, I've then got to plan something. And I don't have anything planned.
Plan a romantic thing for Morgs. That's a lovely solution.
All right, here's what you need to do.
Okay, male advice. This will be sound.
And I'll pick it apart. Go.
Okay, so your initial concept was that she was getting home at 5.
Yes.
She thinks you're up to something because she says she's home at 2.
Yes.
So the intervening 3 hours is where she thinks that you're probably up to something dodgy.
Yeah.
Now, if you organise something good for her, which you absolutely must do now.
Oh, God.
This is really important. You've got to organise it after 5, as though you've had a standing reservation there the whole time, the time that you Brilliant. Thought she was originally going to come home, but you just wanted to know what time she was home to make the reservation. If you book something at 2:30, when you've recently found out that she was going to come home, she will think, well, you already had that reservation. Who was it for? Yeah.
Yes. And why are you just dragging me along now?
Yeah, you just changed the name.
Yes, yes.
Here's the other.
Such a good point.
That
but
is a great
what can
point.
He be doing in that 3 hours? Because if she comes home and he's twiddling his thumbs, I'd be annoyed at that too.
Well, I can't
So
win.
Could he be like paper macheing or doing some sort of craft?
Honey, I'm in the living room. I'm just doing my paper mache. You know
Get
how
some
I do.
Clay.
I'm making all the planets.
Make some clay.
Do you want to help me make Venus?
Here's my diorama of how much I love you.
I could do that.
You need to be doing something.
Yeah.
But not that you could have been doing with your other family. Like something for her.
I don't have another family or another partner. Stop edging that in there. No, I was just genuinely asking. And the other issue is she's booked dinner at 6 o'clock for us that night, which she told me about.
She booked dinner.
She told me that 3 days earlier, which is why she was rolling her eyes. We actually already have plans. So I can't get out of this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're stuffed.
I don't know what to do, guys.
I don't know. There's not enough flowers in the world.
I could just tell she was a bit... She was balloons?
Well, it's a bit waste, you know. We want plastic waste.
Yeah, okay. I could just tell she was a bit cold to me for the rest of the night because she thinks I'm up to something. But then she didn't know if it was good or bad. So she was sort of giving me that like, oh, I'm excited, but I'm annoyed.
Yeah. Should I be annoyed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. You know how when someone accuses you of something and they deny it too much, it seems bad.
Yep. Yes.
Whereas if you embrace it, it can seem like funny and it'd be like, this is so ludicrous that you could accuse me of anything. So maybe just buy a pair of underpants that aren't hers and put them on the bed and be like, hey, gags.
Yeah, I'll bring a pair in tomorrow for you.
That'll
Let me know how it goes.
Mr. Dave Hughes, good morning and we bid you adieu. How's it going down there in Melbourne for you?
You've bidden me adieu.
Sorry, I've said goodbye,
goodbye
to you.
Yeah,
quick
well.
Interview.
He's just joined us.
That's all we have time for, Hughesy. Thanks so much.
Well, I wasn't sure what it meant. I just didn't think it was right.
Have you been watching The Sound of Music recently, Kelly? I'll be saying adieu, adieu,
yeah, no,
adieu.
Yeah, right. So that is goodbye.
Yeah.
Well, we've all learned something, you know? So,
I think it's in French.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Adieu?
Oh, bisous adieu.
Sounds French. So, yeah.
Yeah,
especially when you put the accent on when you say it.
Yeah, exactly.
It
I'm wearing
French.
A beret, holding a baguette.
Speaking of sayings, Hughesy, I guess you're the man to go to with all this. Today I said to Nick in the studio, they throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why does that actually work?
Well, the bathwater's no good. And so, you know, you've got to throw the bathwater out. But if the baby's still in the bathwater and you throw the baby out... Well, then the baby's gone as well, and the baby was what you were trying to clean. So, you know, you want to keep the baby, you want to throw the bathwater out, but not throw the baby out.
I see.
So, yeah.
But what's practical application of that saying, you know, as a metaphor?
With the baby. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's, It's it means like if you're trying to fix a problem, but by trying to fix the problem, you destroy everything.
Yeah, you know? So it's only fix one part of the problem, not everything.
Yeah, yes. Maybe if you were like, you know, you were burning off, trying to burn off to save, you know, to not start bushfires, and then in the burning off you start a bushfire. So maybe is that like then, you know, you've thrown the you burn everything.
Have you had a coffee this morning, Hughes? I feel like that was a big question to ask a fella at 7:16 a.m.
I have got a coffee, but, you know, I did put the wrong milk in it, so, you know, yeah, so anyway. I mean, I didn't put my barista almond milk, which I love.
Oh, no, what did you put in?
Just natural almond milk, so it's just it's not made for the coffee.
Yeah, that doesn't
not.
Froth. That doesn't blend doesn't froth. Well, does it?
It's no
doesn't
get froth.
The bits. Yeah. Bits.
It came out in a lump. It's like I tipped it up and it was like a lump of, I don't know what it was. It just sort of plopped into the cup.
Well, your
strange.
Day's ruined. That's right.
Yeah, well, no.
Well, speaking of days being ruined, Hughesy, you kind of have ruined my day.
Geez, he's
absolutely on trial.
I don't know if that one's
not
either.
Today or another day? Yesterday?
You know what? 9 years ago.
I ruined your day 9 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. So in March of 2011, okay, you hosted a singles party. Now, yes. Do you remember these? You did them quite frequently back
in the day. We used to love getting people together. I mean, you know, when you're already deep into a relationship, you just, you know, want to live vicariously by watching. I mean, that. I mean, not watching too closely, you know, but you want to see.
You know.
Well, doing a deep dive on my own socials over the weekend, right. Yeah. I came across this album I have on Facebook of the Hughesy and Kate singles party that I attended with a girlfriend of mine. We've got a lovely picky with each other. It's very sweet.
You look very young, Hughesy.
Yeah, well, I was 9 years younger. I mean, yeah. That's just, I mean, that's how life works. Yeah. I mean,
do you know what's funny, Hughesy?
You've aged well.
I shared the picture of us on the Nick Jess Ducco Instagram account, but on my own Facebook, I captioned the photo of you and I. He was so bored. Do you remember?
Oh, really? Did I look bored, did I?
I mean, in the photo, you look quite happy. You're smiling ear to ear, but was that not a fond memory for you? Do you...
Why do you say I was bored?
I mean, I don't know. I don't remember what I was thinking 9 years ago. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't have been bored. I would have been a happy ass. You know, I would have been. My face doesn't often portray how I'm feeling. You know, so I'll often walk down the street and someone will yell at me, "Cheer up! It's not that bad." And I didn't even realize I was thinking about something negatively. I was probably just enjoying my time. So this is similar, Jess. You have thought that I was bored, but I wasn't.
For
I was
nine
internally...
years, I've thought that. So I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah.
No way.
But the other thing that came out of that night, Hughesy, was I technically was kind of seeing someone, but he was in the UK.
She had a boyfriend.
I was 19. We were doing, you know, long distance. It wasn't a thing. So I came to your singles night and there was an element. One of your team members was like, if you let us film you while you kiss a stranger at this party, you can
be
win
like
a
that
prize.
In 2020 at radio parties?
Have
the good old days. It was carefree.
Track.
It was a different era.
It was gorgeous. But I did do this and they filmed it. And of course, as all radio stations do, you make the little montage-y highlight video after the event.
Yeah.
That boy in the UK somehow found that video and proceeded to break up with me and cancel his trip to Australia because he thought I had, you know, done the dirty on him.
Well, you had.
Well, you had, yeah.
I had. Okay.
You cheated on him in front of a lot of people on video.
But for 9 years, there has been a question mark as to how this boy over in Manchester found the video.
Yeah.
And we're trying to do a bit of an investigation. We're getting the friend that I attended with on the radio station a little bit later to confront her.
Yeah.
But as someone who was there, do you have any theories? Do you have any thoughts?
Well, all I can think that was the Hughesy and Kate show was worldwide, you know what I mean? Well, people all over the globe were just bang up for our content. So, but you know what? Was your name? Did he just Google your name?
I doubt they're my name. Why? I doubt they asked for my name. It was 3 seconds in a 2-minute video.
Look. It's a great question. I want the answer, you know. But all I can think was that he didn't trust you, you know, and he was following you online to see whether you're going to slip up, and you did.
Yeah. Yeah, he was to not trust her.
He was, but you know what? But you're happy now. You're different now, you know.
So. Yes, Gilly made a great point that whatever happened from that, no matter who's to blame, really set me on the path to meeting the love of my life. So it's
But I just wish we'd go back to those parties, you know.
Oh man,
really good times. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I've got myself in trouble through the radio back in the day as well, you know. So we once did a thing where I body painted someone, you know. I mean, looking back, it wasn't a good idea because my girlfriend, who's now my wife, wasn't pretty happy. We weren't happy about it, you know.
To what see part me of the painting. Body were you in charge of?
There was a part that I shouldn't. Now, anyway, I won't even talk about it. I made a bad decision.
It was just business. It was just it was what it was.
Just googling Husey body
content is king, you know. Just one hits on the internet.
Well, Husey, we've accused you of breaking up a relationship. Said goodbye to you in the first 10 seconds. Forced you to define a saying that you weren't 100% certain on, and then said you've ruined our day 9 years ago. Are you cool to come back next week?
Yeah. Let's do it again. Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
Ducko, I'd love to know how you would have handled this situation. Jess, I need your advice.
Oh, okay.
On what is meant by all of this. My beautiful wife, Georgette, she's going in for a haircut today.
Lovely. A little self-care.
Yeah, a little bit of self-care. Now, first of all, she always looks wonderful, right? But she asked me last night.
She always looks wonderful, immediately followed by but.
Yeah. Whenever you start with, like, she always looks good, or she does a great job, it's like, oh, here we go. Here we go.
So last night, just before going to sleep as well, which I'm never at my best, she said, I'm going to the hairdresser tomorrow. Should I just like neaten it up and start growing it again long? Because she used to have much longer hair. Or should I go shorter? What do you like?
I have asked Angus, my fiance, very question.
I was going to say it's a double-edged sword, but that's just a sword. No matter what you do, you're on fire. Yeah, good luck.
Now, am I correct in saying that there's no correct answer?
Correct. Absolutely.
I'll let Ducko field this
one. There is no correct answer. I mean, I hate those questions. I tremble. I literally tremble. I'm like, oh, no.
So what do you do? What do you do in these situations?
It's so tough because you always just say, What do you want to do? Like, I like it both ways because I've always found if I go hard one way, grow it out again. You look better with it out. What? I look better with it out?
Yeah, but do you know how frustrating it is asking the love of your life for their opinion because they're the one who has to look at you the most and then they give you this on-the-fence, wishy-washy answer?
Yeah.
That's even more frustrating. I mean, I've come to you for a response.
But don't ask for our opinion if you're going to hate the answer no matter what we say.
This is like when we say, do you want to go out for dinner or what should we have for dinner? And you just continuously say the wrong thing. It's like, I don't know what I want, but what you're saying is wrong.
But it's also, I think it's also, there's no right answer to anybody going, how much do you think I weigh?
Oh,
because say you say too much, you go, oh, you think I'm that fat.
Yeah.
If you say too little, it's just like, oh, you wish I was that small. Yeah. And if you say the exact right thing, exactly, like down to the gram, it's just like, oh, you think I'm like that, do you? Like,
you think I'm right on, do you?
You think you know me?
Yeah. You know where I've been, you don't know what I've done.
So okay. I can say, yeah, I love your hair short, I love your hair long. It doesn't get her any closer to forming an opinion. But I do like it long and I do like it short, but say that, it's not good.
I really feel like in those instances, the safest thing to do, not saying it's correct, but the safest thing to do is to compliment the thing she has currently and go, I love what you're doing now. What are you trying to grow it out? Because what you're doing now, that looks great. Because you don't want to refer to the two-year-old haircut because she hasn't had that for 2 years.
That's true.
She'll start to question every time you said she looked nice.
For the past 2 years. Has the past 2 years of our love been a lie to you, Nick?
Yes. So you try and fish for the, I love what you're doing now. And she might give a little hint of, well, I have been trying to grow it. Well, I reckon keep going.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because fish. Maybe she was looking for the confidence to be able to grow it out again.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got to do what I call the horoscope effect, where you can say something without saying anything.
Oh, yeah.
You can just completely brush over it in a generic fashion. Like, you know
just
what I mean?
Big words,
just
fancy
just
language.
Some words like, yeah, like your hair is so great. How I love the naturalness of your hair and the beauty of it. And no matter what you do with it every day of our lives, you grow to be so rich and pure, my darling. So I hope that answers your question. What's for dinner?
What's for dinner? You were good up until then.